Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Idalia remains a tropical storm as it moves into the Atlantic after bringing heavy rain and wind to northwestern Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas. Nearly 95,000 homes and businesses across several counties reported power outages today. Many still do not have running water. And to complicate matters, officials say murky, waist-high floodwater could be dangerous for days to come. It shouldn't put a damper on the Labor Day travel weekend, though. The nation's airports expected to see over 14 million people pass through them this Labor Day weekend.
Tropical storm Idalia does not appear to be getting in the way of the Labor Day holiday travel rush. The FAA is expecting 52,000 flights, making it the third busiest travel weekend of the year. Between tomorrow and next Wednesday, they expect 14 million travelers to fly somewhere, 11% more than the same time last year. Key labor destinations include Orlando, Florida, Seattle, Washington, Anchorage, Alaska, New York, and Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has been cleared to resume his schedule as planned after he froze for more than 30 seconds while fielding questions from reporters in Covington, Kentucky on Wednesday. Dr. Brian Monahan, Congress's attending physician, wrote in a note yesterday that he cleared him, saying occasional lightheadedness is not uncommon in concussion recovery and can also be expected as a result of dehydration. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelters amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The nation's airports expected to see over 14 million people pass through this Labor Day weekend.
The TSA is bracing for a high volume of travelers from the weekend through Wednesday. It's projected to be the busiest travel day with nearly 3 million people passing through security checkpoints. I'm Dave Collins.
Taylor Swift giving fans who missed out on tickets to her Eras Tour a chance to experience it in a different way. The singer-songwriter will release Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, a film to movie theaters on October 13th. 13's her lucky number. AMC Theaters says the concert film will play at all of its U.S. locations at least four times a day on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays during its run. Kobe Bryant's daughter Natalia scheduled to throw the ceremonial first pitch at tonight's Dodgers game. The 20-year-old will represent her late father on Lakers night at Dodger Stadium. Fans who attend will receive either a Dodgers, Lakers-themed hat or jersey. Kobe Bryant was a longtime Dodgers fan. The first trailer is being released for Meg Ryan's rom-com Return. What Happens Later stars Meg Ryan and David Duchovny. The film directed and and co-written by Ryan. What Happens Later, set to hit theaters on October 13th. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He probably didn't even realize how hard it was going to be, right? Look it. But thank you. On behalf of the rest of us, the silent majority in part, large part, I might say, we appreciate you joining the effort to get this country back on track at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking with Brian Godawa in just a moment. He's an Amazon best-selling author in biblical fiction. He's debuting a new genre to explore questions of faith through a psychological lens in a new theological thriller set against the backdrop of a postmodern woke university engulfed in student unrest. I think it's quite interesting. His new book, titled Cruel Logic, The Philosopher Killer, comes at a time when we're just finding out that Jordan Peterson is being sent to a indoctrination center in Canada. This is what they're doing with the genius philosopher. Quite amazing. And so now, in light of that, we have Cruel Logic coming out, and this is the first novel in this theological thriller series. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. It's great to be here.
So interesting, huh, that what Canada is doing with Jordan Peterson. I say, look, they're doing this to Jordan Peterson. I mean, this is quite just totalitarian on its face. And if it's happening in Canada, sooner or later, I mean, you see it coming. It's already, in certain regards, happening here in the United States. But, you know, in Canada, they just said, hey, forget about the optics or anything else. You know, we have ways to retrain your brain, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing it right out in the open. And it's shocking. We really are living 1984. And it's particularly relevant because here you have Jordan Peterson is not a fringe lunatic. He is in he's been in the establishment for decades in terms of his, his professional credentials, right? He's been a clinical psychologist. He's been an amazing teacher. And if they can, and the point is they go after the best, because if they can take out the best quality people against their side, then it'll be all the rest will kind of fall into place. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And also, I think it's important that they're attacking the intelligentsia, because it's not just the little people they start with. They start with the intelligentsia, because a lot of things start in the university. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write Cruel Logic, was because I see the university as a breeding ground for ideas that ultimately have consequences. And that's kind of what we're experiencing right now.
Well, it's interesting because you target these philosophers who, you know, maybe years ago, Brian, you know, they sat in the, you know, the faculty lounges and they threw theories all over the place. And, you know, but little did we realize that some of those theories would take root and how dangerous they would become, right? To your point.
Well, yes, that's exactly the theme of my story. Ideas have consequences. And the premise of Cruel Logic is there's a brilliant professor who is a serial killer. And what he's doing is he's capturing university professors, and he's debating them and videotaping the debate. Mm-hmm. And the topic of the debate is his moral right to kill them. So he says something like, you know, if what you say is true about the universe, give me one valid reason why I should not kill you, and I'll let you go. And of course, none of them can, because as smart as they are, none of their worldviews really provide a foundation for any kind of moral authority or claims whatsoever. But of course, the serial killer is doing, he has more up his sleeve than that. That's just sort of the premise of the story. And that's what gets us invited into the story. And so I also have a main character who is actually a psychologist professor who's not unlike Jordan Peterson in some ways. And, and I kind of based him on these characters, not characters. I based the character on real people like Jordan Peterson who are out there who are defending Western civilization. And yet, interestingly, they themselves are not real Christians. They'll defend Christianity. They believe in it as mythological or whatever, or the values. They believe that they're helpful, and they're fighting for Western civilization, which I believe we should. But yet, it's sort of a different take where they don't quite know that God that they're actually defending. And I found that to be a fascinating contrast and irony as the good guys are trying to hunt down that atheistic serial killer, so to speak.
Right. But I think that that's true, Brian, because in some sense, you have people who may not be people of faith, but they do know the truth when they understand it, right, and when they see it.
Yes, exactly. And that's where I'm dealing with the real world that we are living in. In fact, in my book, I have this all taking place in the context of a woke university in California. It's a fictional university called Thomas Burke. And what I draw from in my novel, I'm actually drawing from real events that have happened out in our world, such as, for example, if you've heard the incident at Evergreen University in Washington not too long ago, where, famous professor Eric Weinstein and his wife and others were canceled. They're leftist professors, but they believe, and they're evolutionists, but they believe in free speech, and they were shut down with violent student protests. Where it's sort of like the left is eating their own, right? Well, I draw from instances like that and put them into the novel so that the novel is not just this, fanciful, imaginative story. It's actually based on the real stuff that's going on in our world today. In fact, I even ended up footnoting some of it because it was so wild and crazy. I would think people might go, this is crazy. This isn't happening in the university,
yes,
right?
Yes, right, exactly,
So I did that. And I wanted to deal with that notion that ideas have consequences. So if you have this in the university, for decades, we've had students being taught that there is no morality. Morality is a social construct, right? And been teaching that morality is relative, and we're all just evolved animals. And so it is no surprise after generations of teaching students that they start to behave as if they're animals without any belief in morality. Yeah. And this is what that looks like, and that's why I put down in Cruel Logic.
Right. Well, this is such a great story and an eye-opener. I'm going to be curious for those who see themselves in this book to go, oh, my God, what have I done?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about writing. And by the way, there are a lot of books out there addressing this issue from a Christian perspective, from a conservative perspective, or what have you, addressing the wokeness in universities. And these are all valuable materials and research. I wanted to put it into a fictional story that would draw people in and deal with the issues in a way that's not preachy or propagandizing, but it really touches on human nature and the existence of God and how that all really works out within our lives.
Well, and I think that's the opportunity that a novel allows you to do, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think people are seeing the value of that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In some ways, a novel, a fictional story, can embody the values that you're trying to communicate in a way that touches people deeper than just an argument can do.
Let's go to break. We've got more from Brian Goodall.
Do letters to the IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Brian Goodall continues. He's the author of the new book, Cruel Logic. And for just a moment, we're going to make a hard right and talk about, being a Christian in Hollywood, in show business, and all that that entails. Brian, do you want to address that?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it's quite an interesting world. I spent several decades in Hollywood myself, and I'm still making movies, but I left L.A. during the pandemic because it just got so crazy with the wokeness that, it was really bad. So for the longest time, you know, you as a Christian and a conservative, I could exist in Hollywood, but it would be below the radar, fly below the radar, meet people who had a similar viewpoint and producers, directors, and writers, and we would craft stories where we could, you know, make a great entertaining story, but that maybe have a little bit of our values or our worldview embedded in the story in a way that can really, you know, touch and move people, you know? And we've been able to survive, you know, within that paradigm, like I say, flying below the radar. But in the most recent years, I think, with the wokeness that has really captured Hollywood, of course, has captured all of our culture, right? But Hollywood in particular, when they literally started, like in the Oscars, they literally said,
"Oh my goodness,
now we have to have woke quotients of diversity in front of the camera and behind the camera, or your movie will not be, allowed to be nominated." You know, so you had to have all these racial quotas that are based on basically a racist view of having, more people of skin color in there than there are white people and such. So as they pursued that, what happened was, you know, now they hunt out conservatives and Christians and fire them and get rid of them, because if you're writing a story, you have to actually have a woke component to it. You know, you think of these movies like, the latest one, Barbie, right? You know?
Right, exactly.
It's all full of the patriarchy, and it's all full of the woke, you know, concepts that the left has. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, they become very aggressive about it, and there are many more Christians and conservatives who have had to leave the business and sort of start a parallel economy. And this is where you get a lot of these other movies being made
outside
of the Hollywood system, like at the Daily Wire and, the Angel Studios, which has done
really
with this Sound of Freedom.
Right.
And so we're now working outside the system more in order to make things work, because Hollywood has become so aggressively hostile and bigoted against Christians that it's almost impossible to get any movie made. Now, I say almost impossible because, to be honest, there are still some good movies that do get out there, surprisingly so, that have a good message. But a lot of them now are becoming outside the system. Another great movie that just was recently released was called Nefarious. And that was kind of like a modern-day Screwtape Letters.
Exactly.
It takes place in a prison. And that one, again, was a great story that they couldn't get made in Hollywood, so they made it outside the system. And that's what we see happening more and more.
Brian, do you think that this too shall pass as far as Hollywood is concerned? There's a lot of money, a lot of talent there. Forbes recently, last week, reported on how DEI is becoming DIE. Because, the bottom line, even in Hollywood, is you got to have a bottom line. You got to make some money. And look what happened with Bud Light. Look what happened with Target and these other woke companies that have been woke driven. They've been woke driven right into a cement wall or off the cliff. And it's been very costly for them. Go ahead.
No, exactly. Disney is a great example there, right? I mean, Disney was founded upon the family values and, reaching out to the family values of America. And they've literally undermined and sought to overthrow all of those values to this point where now they're revising Snow White to be like the opposite in every level, including, Snow White won't be kissed by a prince and she's not going to be saved by a man. So I can't believe that the audience is going to want to see that garbage. However, we've got to be careful because we cannot underestimate the power of media to also, in long term, to influence people. So, for instance, when, I remember, classic example would be the gay movement, I mean, 30 years ago, homosexuality was not a socially accepted thing, and it certainly wasn't in movies and such. But then as they would introduce it slowly, people would react against it, right? And they wouldn't go see the movie. But then over time, they keep introducing it to the point where then Will and Grace came along and they made, you know, the gay lifestyle to be fun and happy and lovable, and slowly over time people started embracing it or at least accepting it in movies, so that now every story has to have, every love story has to have a gay character in it, right? And that's one example of how a different worldview can be slowly introduced. So we have to be careful. Just because they may have crashes in movies like Snow White, they're going to keep doing it because they deny reality. And I would like to believe that if you deny reality, reality is going to hit you upside the head. But don't underestimate the power of the sinful mind to completely reinterpret reality and live in delusion. You know what I mean?
So we have exactly.
We have to continue to fight it, because it's not, you know, over time people will get soft. They'll say, oh, what's the big deal with trans ideology? So what if there's trans characters? So what, you know, and so they're going to slowly start to accept it in their movies and television. And that's where we have to be careful.
No, you're exactly right, Brian.
Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, don't forget, remember when Nike went woke and they went racist with their racist memes about, you know, the kneeling and stuff and supporting Colin Kaepernick and the racist, you know, and their stock dropped precipitously. And everyone was like, yes, you go woke, go broke. Mm-hmm. Didn't look at them. Then afterwards, over time, it went right back up. So why? Because at the end of the day, people will still go, yeah, but I still like Nike shoes, so I'm going to buy them. So in other words, we have to really put our values where our money is, and not just sort of like react against this and say, oh, that's bad, but to stop giving them our money. We have to follow through with that as well. And by the way, this goes for university. You know, we must stop sending our kids to universities that are teaching them to hate their parents, turn against their values, and become leftist, radical, violent protesters. I mean, and that's where a lot of these universities are doing this, and parents don't do the research. And that's one of the reasons why my novel, Cruel Logic, I wanted to show the reality of what's going on in the universities and show how the woke values seep in slowly over time. Think about it. It happened the same way with universities as it has with Hollywood, where it slowly starts in step by step. And then before we know it, we're outraged at how extreme it is. But it's been doing that for decades.
Exactly.
So it's going to be hard to root it out, and we have to work at that. It's not just being outraged. We have to actually do actions, you know?
Right. Well, what's happened, you know, to your point, whether it's in universities, even in the culture, you know, people are marginalized, you're canceled, you know, for professors, you lose tenure, they find some way to invalidate you and get you off the campus.
Yeah.
This has been happening. You know, in all measure of, you know, of topics, whether it has to do with sexuality, you know, climate, you know, things that you think that universities should be able to debate and discuss for the higher intellectual result for all concerned. But no, I mean, those are in control right now. They're dictating what you should know and what you should teach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and universities were supposed to be about debating ideas, and now they're indoctrination religious centers where they only teach you one view and they excise all of the views. And I bring that out in my Cruel Logic novel as well, where one of my main characters is actually fighting for bringing back a course in Western civilization, and everybody is at odds with him. They all want, all the students want it. They're violent protesting against him because they hate Western civilization and they hate Judeo-Christianity, and that leads to one single viewpoint being propagated like a religion.
Exactly.
And that's
right, without a doubt.
We have now is woke religion.
Brian Godawa, thank you for coming on. He's the Amazon best-selling author and biblical fiction. Thank you, Brian. Take care.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. Idalia remains a tropical storm as it moves into the Atlantic after bringing heavy rain and wind to northwestern Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas. Nearly 95,000 homes and businesses across several counties reporting power outages today. Many do not have running water. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cleared to resume his schedule as planned after he froze for more than 30 seconds while fielding questions from reporters in Covington, Kentucky on Wednesday. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelter hotels amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. Pennsylvania law enforcement officials searching for a man who escaped from the Chester County prison yesterday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Friend Jake Lang is going to be joining us, one of the J6 prisoners, and he's joining us live from prison, by the way, okay? He's been held unconstitutionally for over 2 years, actually more than 30 months now, and he's here to talk about the breaking news regarding his upcoming court appearance, and also the breaking news about the two former Proud Boy leaders who were sentenced to, probably the longest sentences so far that have been assigned to these J6 political prisoners. Jake Lang, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. God bless you, brother. Thanks for having me.
First of all, how are you doing?
The Lord's given us strength in here. You know, there seems to be a cloud over the D.C. jail, over all of Washington, D.C., really, with this miscarriage of justice that they served Joseph Biggs yesterday, one of the founders of the Proud Boys, 17 years in prison, and mm-hmm. another Proud Boy, Zachary Real, got 15 years in prison. Right now, as we speak, two of my really good friends, that we're all in the same pod together. But two of my really good friends, Dominic Pozzola and Ethan Nordine, are being sentenced right now in some kangaroo court in Washington, D.C., Soviet-style, like, witch trial is happening over there. So just keep your prayers for those two guys. They're trying to devastate and destroy people's lives, and it's so disgusting. It's hard to be in a good mood today.
Well, I bet it is. But this is why you hold on to your faith, because, you know, as I always say, we're but God Christians. As bleak as it may seem, there's always that but God moment, that God's in charge no matter what happens and no matter what is assigned. This is all temporary, because God's truth and his justice will prevail at the end of the day. We know that to be the case. You know, this whole situation has been politicized in such a way that these judges have absolutely, you know, crossed over the Rubicon, you know, with some of their assignments. I mean, there was also noted earlier in the week
where these judges were trying to compound a prison sentence with probation, and then they were told, no, you can't do that. So, unfortunately, some of this is going to be ferreted out in a process as if you haven't had to deal, you know, with the process already. I mean, here you are. What do you, we said over 30 months. What are you, about 32, 33 months now?
Yeah, today is day 969, I believe, Bill, of my incarceration without a trial, being held as a prisoner of war to Joe Biden's corrupt regime. It's, you know, a travesty of justice just being in prison for nearly 3 years without a trial, especially being a January 6th patriot and all the guys that I'm in here with, some of the best guys in the world. Bill, I mean, these guys are real red-blooded American patriots. We got school bus drivers and teachers and carpenters and plumbers and truck drivers. And I mean, you name it. We've got the best that America has to offer. All these guys, almost, I mean, with the exception of maybe just a handful of the thousands of Jan Sixers that have been arrested, pretty much nobody has a criminal record. Everybody's, 50% of them are veterans that have served the country. I mean, these are the type of people that they're trying to destroy the lives of and, you know, just hang out to dry. The selective prosecution between January 6ers and the BLM and Antifa rioters of 2020 cannot be more stark.
Exactly. Well, we're talking everyday citizens that love our country, especially those vets that took an oath to office that never expires, Jake. You know, when we raise our right hand to serve our country and to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that is one vow. It never expires. And God bless those veterans. Please send them my regards. Let them know that I am with them. And as you know, we've had these conversations. We've kept this to the forefront as much as possible in order to, you know, balance the negative narrative that's out there. I mean, again, you know, relevant to Nancy Pelosi, her job was to her number one job was to secure the Capitol. She did a lousy job. Muriel Bowser, her job as the mayor of D.C., she had responsibility. She failed at that. There's no punishment. There's no consequence for them. Merrily they roll along. And meanwhile, they're using people like yourselves as scapegoats. Now, in your assessment, Cenk, as much as you can have an objective assessment here, because some people, you know, you and I will talk and they'll go, well, you know, he's been in jail. You know, what did he do? What did it mean? There must have been some bad things that were done that, caused them to be arrested. What are they truly guilty of versus, you know, the extreme conditions and sentences that are being handed out? How do you answer that to people to help them gain some balance and understanding of, you know, why, you know, what are we at now? Still over what, close to 200 patriots that are still in jail there, right?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. You know, there's a lot of naysayers and people out there that obviously they're like, oh, you know, they see the images of January 6th, especially the images of myself. If you Google me, right, you're going to see some very choice images. I believe of a 1776 patriot standing up to tyranny and doing what men need to do in this country. But we were there to peacefully protest. I mean, I didn't bring weapons with me. I was dressed up. I had a dress shirt on. I had dress slacks on, nice dress boots on. I was, you know, coming from New York City, a business meeting the night before. And I was there like this large swath of American people from every walk of life. We all gathered together in unity to protest a stolen election, to redress our grievances, and to stand firm against what amounts to a communist coup d'etat, puppet-style, you know, communist leader is being basically implanted in our White House, Joe Biden, bought and paid for by China. So we were there to stand firm against that, and we were peacefully protesting. The police unleashed, I mean, a vicious assault. They murdered four unarmed American citizens, and we had to defend our lives, the people's lives around us. You know, I'm a young man. I had to stand up and do something, else more people would have died. And in my particular case, there's two men out there, Philip Anderson and Tommy Tatum. that have both done court sworn affidavits claiming I saved their life. And we've also been caught on video. Philip Anderson's a young black man that was nearly killed by the police that day. He was trampled and beaten and hit with so much chemical spray that he was knocked unconscious. And I had to get in the middle of this dog pile that the police created, literal, where Roseanne Boylan died in my arms minutes prior. I had to go and jump over this little railing and get Philip Anderson out of there and drag his unconscious body out. And this is actually breaking news too, Bill, since the last time we spoke. Nearly 3 years later, the FBI just recently, 3 days ago, arrested Philip Anderson in time, because he's my star witness at my trial, 4 weeks before my trial starts in October. So this is, I mean, just look how degraded the FBI has become and the Department of Justice. They let the, for 3 years, this man's been roaming free. He did nothing other than almost died of, you know, he's a victim of police brutality at the Capitol. And then just because my trial's coming up in 4 weeks and they have it out for me so bad, then they go and they arrest this man and charge him with two or three felonies. It's disgusting. I mean, this is
really
the
is.
Level that
yeah.
I'm stooped to.
Well, and the other thing, too, where you were at, and I was seeing the video, Jake, that you were in that tough in tunnel where Roseanne Boylan, you know, was run over, the use of force experts have testified on how the Capitol Police misused and abused the use of force, and how they really excited and exacerbated the problem with the crowd by shooting rubber bullets above the chest at heads, firing off canisters, not at the feet to disperse the crowd the way they're trained to do. I mean, this was it was absolutely maniacal what was done. But, you know, the way Congress looked at it and others, they've looked at it as if, you know, they're heroes. But they really failed to execute their jobs, and they exacerbated the problem. But, you know, I'm sure that's part of your defense. But it falls on hallowed ears, unfortunately. We've got to go to break. When we come back, we've got more from Jake Lang. We're talking to him live from prison. He's a J6 political prisoner. Stay with us. More with Jake after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, no doubt when it comes to the J6 Patriots, singled out quite differently than, you know, the Summer of Love, the BLM riots, Antifa, stuff that's gone on, Andy Ngo, who was recently got a judgment. I mean, a minor judgment. First of all, the first one was, they exonerated and let the people off the hook that attacked him. I mean, there was a direct attack. I mean, you see it on video, and the court threw it out, but then he got some kind of minor judgment, I think $300,000 in another case. So some victory there, but yet, you know, clearly this two-tier justice system that we're having to endure, we can be grateful, I guess, in some sense, and this is why we need to pray for the J6 Patriots, because they're really, they're at the front line of all this. And I get it, you know, maybe there are some people that did things that, would wonder what's going on, and, is the Justice Department justified, or is there been a huge leap here? Well, Jake Lang, a J6 prisoner who's talking to us right now from prison, is back with us. Jake, the news last week or 2 weeks ago came out where a federal appeals court ordered a new sentence for a North Carolina man who pleaded guilty to a petty offense in the Capitol riot. He was probably ushered in by Capitol Police, and he went in there. He didn't bust up anything, like an everyday citizen, like the kind that we're talking about who are there in jail with you. And the judge originally had sentenced him to 60 days in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. And the appeals court, there was a 2-1 opinion from the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C., believe it or not, said that probation and imprisonment may not be imposed as a single sentence for a petty offense, adding there are separate options on the menu. Interestingly, the judge that dissented on it was an Obama-appointed judge. What did you make of that decision? That had to be something that the J6ers applauded.
Well, yeah, that was definitely a big win for us in this game of inches here in the January 6th world, because we've been so mistreated by the government and pretty much railroaded in most of these trials. We'll take any win we can get. And it just shows that they're really not looking for justice. They're looking to really set an example with the Jan Sixers and over-punish us to try to dissuade any further political action, any further standing up to, you know, Big Brother or tyranny and this regime that we're at. And that's why they sent them. I mean, I want to just tell the audience that the gravity of a 17-year federal prison sentence can never be underestimated. That is saved for the most heinous criminals in the world, not Joe Biggs, who walked through the Capitol that day and left without touching or destroying anything, or all of these vast majority of hundreds and close and thousands of, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of people who walked through the Capitol that have now been charged with obstruction of Congress, which is a 20-year felony, and all of these other people that are now serving. One of my best friends in this entire fight, a man named Isaac Yoder, dressed up as Washington, as George Washington, and walked through the United States Capitol, the People's House, touching nothing, disturbing nobody, left after a few minutes. He just got sentenced to a year in prison for, I mean, if these sentences are egregious, and then they're trying to put him on probation for another 3 or 4 years after he leaves, but they won't be able to do that now.
Exactly, right.
Decision. So a year in prison for walking through your own Capitol dressed as the first president of the United States of America? It's heinous.
Well, in the situation with the Proud Boys, had they proven conspiracy here? I mean, you got people getting, you know, that probably made phone calls. Hey, you going to D.C.? I'm going to D.C. It was all, you know, set up in such a way, and you're following the Constitution. You are protesting. You have every right to protest as a citizen of the United States. And there was not one gun, one weapon that was found on any of the J6ers, correct?
I mean, not any firearm that was found. I mean, after the police started killing people, of course, people used whatever there was around, legs off of tables.
To defend themselves, sure.
And whatever. Right. I mean, we had to defend ourselves. We were completely defenseless versus this Gestapo, you know, armed force with chemical weapons and steel batons and helmets and, you know, riot shields. I mean, they were beating us down. We were like fish in a barrel to them, but no, nobody came there for what they say is an insurrection. Everyone was there to petition our government a redress of grievances that they should not verify a stolen election, that they need to send it back to the state. When that didn't happen, and when they unleashed an attack on us while we were peacefully protesting, well, I mean, history goes to show the American patriots stood our ground. We defended our soil. We defended those to the left and the right of us. And, you know, we did what patriots do. We stood up against tyranny that day. And I'm very proud of what happened on January 6th. I know a lot of people are a little dissuaded by January 6th, but I think it proves to the powers that be, the New World Order and those people who want to establish one world governments and these globalists, that when the American people unite, that we truly are a very strong people that have the spirit, as Thomas Jefferson said, that the American people need to maintain the spirit of rebellion. And we have that spirit. It's very clear after January 6th.
Well, and the thing is you got all this video footage and exculpatory evidence that has been hidden purposely, you know, by the Justice Department. That hasn't been revealed. The J6 committee, convenient, even though they were told by the incoming majority that they wanted to have all the evidence, the J6 committee destroys all the evidence of, you know, what they did. And of course, this wasn't done on their dime. The American people paid for it. That information, that evidence belongs to the people. But yet in manner of Hillary Clinton and others, I guess you just destroy evidence with impunity and it doesn't matter. And meanwhile, you know, you're the ones that are paying the price. Jake, let me ask you this. Has the government in any way tried to reorient your thinking or reprogram you in any way other than, you know, persecuting you in these jails?
Well, I mean, 20 months of solitary confinement can be considered an attack, a mental attack of the highest order on a person. I've spent, years at times separated from my family without being able to have a haircut and a shave, looking like a homeless, you know, mongrel. I mean, I spent 6 months without being outside in the sunlight before. I've been moved to 13 different prisons. But on top, I mean, you know, this is our but God moment, right, Bill? But God's Holy Spirit, through the faith and through the power of Jesus Christ, was with me. I never felt alone for a second. And I, in fact, I felt honored by God that he would trust me with such a trial and perfect my faith and burn away the dross of my unbelief through various fiery trials. I was never dissuaded from knowing that God was with me. And on top of that, you know, praise be the Lord God and his son Jesus. But I think the biggest thing they're doing to reprogram us, Bill, to answer your question, is that they are slapping, you know, much lesser sentences on people that show contrition and totally turn their back on Donald Trump and blame him for everything. They're letting those people out on bail. The January Sixers that, you know, turncoat and completely just, you know, basically bow down to these people. They're giving them, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, a lot of lighter sentences. But if you go hard and you take it to trial and you stand firm on your convictions and you don't bow down or surrender or retreat from what your convictions are and your belief set, it's liberty or death in this country. They're slapping those people with 8, 9, 10, 12 and a half, 14-year prison sentences. So, you know, they're really trying to break us mentally and crush our resolve through these elongated prison, you know, pretrial sentences. And then on top of that, you know, basically hanging out that worm on the hook there. If you have just renounced Trump and you totally, you know, say, you know, everything about January 6th was wrong and you were wrong, that you can go home and we'll give you, you know, a great plea deal offer and stuff. So it's disgusting what they're doing and how they're breaking men.
And it's that obvious. It's that obvious, Jake, right? That they're doing this to you guys.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Jake, we got about a minute and a half. I want to talk about the Supreme Court, about your case and how it's proceeding. Perfect. Okay, we're reading each other's mind. Go ahead.
Moment.
Yes.
Yeah, this is an historic moment. There's a little bit of light at the tunnel here, so. My Supreme Court case, I'm the first Jan Sixer to push the case up to Supreme Court, which is going to be great because we're combating the obstruction of Congress charge. Donald Trump was just charged with this charge. If the Supreme Court finds us, you know, in ways in our favor, then we could exonerate hundreds of January Sixers from the prison cells they're in all across the country. And we'll keep Donald Trump out of prison so he can run for president and continue to crush it in the high 50 percentages in the Republican Party here and be the, you know, Republican front runner and not be thrown in jail like some type of third world banana republic throws their political opponents in jail. So this Supreme Court case that we're putting through is historic. It's probably the biggest Supreme Court case in recent memory because of the massive political implications. So, guys,
are you the only one? Are you the only one named in the Supreme Court? Appeal.
Yes, for right now I am. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other petitioners that, you know, hundreds of people that have been charged with this 20-year maximum felony obstruction of Congress are going to try to jump in and hop on. And God willing, we push this through together as a team. Just as we were united on January 6th, we're still pushing as a team, man. They can't break it. God's with me.
Well, amen. Jake Lang, he is the author of the book, The Patriot Prisoner. And the documentary, The Truth About January the 6th. Jake, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.